it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. This is episode 499 of New Horizons, the 500th episode, a great landmark in the program coming up next week. In this week's program, however, we have quite a full lineup today. Ahead of our main interview with Emma Bennison, Executive Officer of Blind Citizens Australia, a couple of notifications for you. Firstly, you'll remember that last week we heard from Crystal Malcolm, who is the Executive Officer of Blind Citizens New South Wales, regarding the Enchanted Hills Camp, the opportunity for four blind and vision impaired people from New South Wales to go to America to be volunteer camp counsellors at the Enchanted Hills Camp. That's a partnership between Blind Citizens New South Wales and the Lighthouse for the Blind of San Francisco. That opportunity has been opened up, so anybody in Australia now is eligible to apply for that. And don't forget that the applications are due by the 23rd of April, so you've only got a week or so to get your application in. So anybody who is looking to go to the US to be a volunteer camp counsellor, you may now apply. Have a look at the BCNSW website for more information, or listen to last week's episode of New Horizons. We'll go now to our main interview. Here's Emma Bennison from Blind Citizens Australia. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a couple of months since we spoke to you when you just took on the role of Executive Officer. How's it going for you?
I'm loving it. I'm really enjoying it. It's an interesting and, I guess, exciting new challenge. It's very busy, as you'd expect, and very different, obviously, from the work that I was doing as president. I'm obviously getting to know the staff team well now and really excited by working with all of them. We've got some fantastic staff and really enjoying some of the advocacy and submissions work that we're doing. We've recently submitted a major submission to the inquiry by the Productivity Commission into the costs of the NDIS, encouraging the Productivity Commission to not just look at this from an economic perspective, but also from a human perspective. And that submission is available on our website, so you can have a look at that if you want to, and I'd encourage you to do so if you have time.
Now, I'm guessing that seeing as you're no longer president and working full-time as well, that the workload is somewhat lighter. Would that be correct?
I don't know that I'd say the workload is lighter, but I certainly would say that it's probably a bit more balanced than it has been. And in spite of the fact that, as many of you will be aware, I'm travelling to Melbourne, spending 3 days a week in Melbourne and the rest of the time working from Hobart, I think I'm probably actually seeing more of my family now than I was when I was president. So that's a good thing.
Ironic, isn't it?
It is ironic.
How has working in another state been for you?
Oh, look, it's been quite good in the sense that, certainly I've really enjoyed working in the office and getting to know staff. Obviously, I've met all the staff before, but it's been really nice to get to know them face to face and really have enjoyed that experience. I've found, I guess, the transition between working in an office and working remotely has its challenges and in terms of, you know, IT connectivity and so forth. So that's an area that the board has tasked me with doing some work on anyway, so that we can have multiple staff in the future working from remote locations, because obviously BCA is not a Melbourne-based organisation, it's a national organisation, and the board is very cognizant of that. So a big part of my work over the first 3 months is around making sure that we get the IT systems right, also making sure that we get a phone system that enables people to answer calls from multiple locations and things like that. So that's something that we're working through. But nevertheless, having said that, I'm enjoying the multiple kind of working arrangements. It's working quite well for me.
Now, we're not just here to discuss your role. We're here to discuss something very important that's happening in October this year in Melbourne. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. We're here to talk about the Blind Citizens Australia National Conference, which is happening in October. And we're really excited about this year's conference for a number of reasons. First of all, because we've got two world presidents in attendance at this year's conference, and both of them will be speaking.
Donald Trump? Not
Donald Trump. No, no. I'm not sure that that would be something to get excited about. But we do have, in fact, Dr. Frederick Schroeder, who is the president of the World Blind Union. And Fred has a really interesting history in his own right in terms of his work in rehabilitation at very high levels of the US government, and as an educator of people who are blind or vision impaired. He's also been a very, very tenacious campaigner in relation to silent vehicles, and he's someone who I think members will really find to be a fascinating speaker. I heard him speak in Orlando, and he really did hold the audience attention and gave a very fascinating speech. We've also got Frances Gentle, who many of you will know. Frances is an Australian, and she was also elected in last August in Orlando as the international president of the International Council on the Education of People Who Are Blind or Vision Impaired. So she will also be at our convention. So we're very, very fortunate to have those two people speaking to us. And the other major announcement I wanted to focus on today was that we have actually now found a venue for our national conference, which is very exciting. It's the Novotel Glen Waverley, and what's really exciting about it, apart from the fact that it is reasonably priced and located next to a train station, is the fact that in addition to it having all the conference facilities that we require in terms of running a convention the size of the one that we run with BCA, it also has a number of other facilities in the same complex. So it's part of a shopping complex, which also has things like a number of restaurants, everything from a pancake parlour right through to sort of higher class restaurants, if that's what you want. And then also things like a bowling alley, a cinema, all those sorts of recreational facilities. And what we're hoping as a result of that is that we will be able to make this year's conference much more family friendly. One of the conversations that I regularly have, particularly with younger people, is that they would love to attend a convention, but they have partners or they have young children or both who they, you know, they can't bring with them, or they don't want to be leaving them, you know, for a 2 or 3 day period to come to a convention. So we're really hoping that people can let us know if they are interested in some of those family-friendly options, such as if we were to organise some childcare, would people take that up, and would that enable them to attend? Because obviously, unless we've got enough interest, then it's going to be difficult to you know, to make that happen. So we'll be sending out some information via the lists in the next few days, and also via BC News in the future, to get people's thoughts on some of these things and to see what level of interest there is so that we can start making arrangements. But we're very hopeful that there will be sufficient interest to enable us to offer some of those things. So the convention is from the 13th to the 15th of October. And this year, we do intend to hold some satellite workshops on the afternoon of the 13th. As yet, we haven't determined exactly what the topics for those will be. We've only just convened the programming committee, which is an excellent group of people with a broad range of skills and experiences of convention, of previous conventions. So they're working towards building a really exciting and engaging program for the weekend. But we will certainly be running from Friday the 13th to Sunday the 15th of October. And of course, that will include the normal sort of events that you'd expect within one of our conventions, things like the AGM on the Friday evening, a convention dinner on the Saturday evening, and the National Women's Branch AGM will be held over that weekend. So lots of different aspects to the convention, but we're very much hoping that there'll be something for everyone. And we're really looking forward to what we think is going to be the best convention yet. So we're very excited about it.
And that was Emma Bennison, Executive Officer of Blind Citizens Australia. Now, before I go, I have been asked to inform you by Janine Sadu, the President of the National Women's Branch, that their next Women Talk teleconference is coming up on the 27th of April. That's next Thursday, so get in quickly. You won't want to miss this one. It's about personal style, and it's something that I have absolutely no idea about. So perhaps for the purposes of the exercise, they'll let me be an honorary woman, because it is for women only. As I said, Thursday the 27th of April for that one at 8:30, and they're having two low vision people from Vision Australia come to talk about makeup, fashion and clothing, and how to look your best if that's what you want to do. If you'd like more information, you can get in touch with the Blind Citizens Australia head office on 1-800-033-660, and you can leave a message for them to get Janine to ring you back and register your interest in that teleconference. As I said, the phone number for BCA is 1-800-033-660. The email address is bca@bca.org.au, and the website where you can find all the information about the upcoming convention as well as many other projects in which Blind Citizens Australia is involved, and that website is www.bca.org.au. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company for the last 15 minutes or so. Don't forget, next week, a really interesting program, the 500th episode of New Horizons. It's been a long time coming, and you will hear it next week, so you won't want to miss that one. Do take care until next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.